Nisim Tov Kuf Pei Hei Sif Dalet. Acher Tukei Abel Oshneh, the person who blows should not be the person who's locked down for the Omid. Kreshla Yisbal, but not that he shouldn't get confused. If a person is confident he's going to be able to blow and then continue focusing on his davening, he's allowed to do so. This is going at the minute what they have in this, of this. Edut HaMizrach, and also Svar, that they blow during, this is going on Chazaras HaShatz. See, he's davening for the Omid, Chazaras HaShatz, and he's blowing at the same time during Chazaras HaShatz. That can be distracting. Those which are blown during Chazaras HaShatz. But the kiyush toiken miyushav, the kiyush which they blow when he before Shmona Esrei, which referred to before we referred to before as kiyush the miyushav, because halachically the tzibur is allowed to sit then. That a kadosh mispalam musav, but to the shef the tzibur liskoya, he can blow those down for the yom, and somebody else will blow the ones during Chazaras HaShatz. Now, if the person who's the shatz is not the one who blew earlier, so we don't have a good reason to switch from the one who blew earlier to now. So we should use the same bal tefila for both. See if the bal tefila blew earlier, so he switches now because he has to be the bal tefila now. So we get a different person to blow the shofar. But if you're not going to, you don't have a good reason to switch, we'll use the same person all the way through. Because I'll say that a person should complete the mitzvah. We announce each tkiyah before it's blown. The person who's blowing shouldn't make a mistake. But nochen, when that is a proper thing to do. Okay. Sif Yud Gimel. Kedeshal Yisbal. We don't look at the fact that he's blowing the shofar in the middle of Chazar Shashatz as a form of a hefzik. Du Koshav Tzarech HaTfilah. It belongs there in the Shmona Esrei. It's not considered a hefsek. He's not confident he'll be able to not get confused. However, he's the only person who knows how to blow. So what do you do? So we have two options. One is, you don't blow during Chazaras HaShatz, you wait till after davening to blow. That's a Magen Avraham. Okay. The Koshkin Shakar Yotza, but you really yotza the Ikar Adin earlier. So this is Adin Rabbanon, so that we don't want it, it wasn't relevant to blow, do that in a way where it's going to potentially affect the Seder HaTefillah, which is out loud, but that's a chiyuv. Yisharim Shim Ein Shomacher Yachol Yisrael Seder HaBrachas Al Bishenu Muftach. He may blow. What's going to be? And he should rely on the fact that the Baruch Hu will help him. That's all time that you were doing in Balpeh. So Balpeh, the person has to keep a focus on what the words are. So you picture the long Musaf Chazar Sashat, Musaf Shon Esrei, and he's doing the whole thing by heart. He's blowing all souls, it's very confusing. But you have a sitter nowadays, what's the grace of mice?
So we don't talk about the ball because he'll get confused, forget where he is, and he'll feel it.
Right.
But someone else is blowing, then so he has to be going over what he's going to continue with after the kiyot, so he's not paying attention to the kiyot. or he's doing nothing and he's going to forget where he is anyway.
You know, you're probably right that there will be a tendency to, you know, review what's going to be next in his head, which he probably would have to suppress, but still less confusing for the person to just to be quiet than it is for the person to be focusing on blowing and all the concentration that takes the blow and to blow properly, etc. That's going, it's still going to be more of a challenge for him. Okay. If he feels confident he can get it right, he's allowed to blow. It's not that it's really preferable somebody else should do it. He's just as good as anybody else. So if the seber is willing to give it to him, he's allowed to take it. It's not he should pass it on to somebody else because it's a half sick or whatever. It's not a problem. Okay. Now he said that this halacha that we switch. That he can't blow shofar is only the tkiyas of chazar shashat. The earlier tkiyas are gimbalah. So only these are problems. The ones that we're concerned about that the person will lose focus is on the ones that are chazar shashat. But blowing shofar before musaf is not going to be a problem. Now that was, we switch individuals is only if we have a reason to switch. Otherwise, we say the same person should blow both. They maintain their minutes. Their motivation is every should get a chance, or many people should get a chance to be the one who blows. That's also a proper type of a respect for a mitzvah. So suppose the Masa Zalman Gomorrah, it's interpreted negatively, the person is sort of like shutting off to somebody else. There's a positive spin in it that he's sharing the opportunity to do the mitzvah to many other people also. So therefore it's not necessarily negative. Okay. So then it says that the minigas that you should be makar in front of the batkia. I'm sorry, just turn the page. I didn't do this when we learned yesterday. In the Bir Locha, Tabiskar B'tzad Yamin. So as Mr. Burr brings, you know, the reasons why we blow from B'tzad Yamin, etc. Now, he brings someone here, Oy Shemati B'Shem Agoyin, Moreno Rav, Meir Simcha Akrayin. So the one place in all of Mishabur that he quotes the Arsameach is here. So you know, one of these trivia questions, where does he quote the Arsameach? This is it. He says, Tam Lachin. He says, B'Shas Roshon Adaf Lamadal, Yafalo, the Tzki Shrever, Mechatzoy, Tzuz, Mechomo, Mechoy, Yitzoy, Mechomo, Megid, Tzib, Yachziku, Beyat, Smerlam, Belapi, Beyat, Nemina, Masher, Foros, Niskoya. So over there it says explicitly that the shofar was on the right side. That's what Meir Simcha said. So this is it. He found the place where he quotes Meir Simcha. A hakris. So the minig is to be makr. So who's the makr? Habispalul shakris makr latakeya. Because we look at kiyas as a hemshach of shakris. So the person who was the sheikh of the tzibur for shakris will be the sheikh of the tzibur to be makr to the tzikeh. Welcome Sheesh Murat said it. Who makr? If there's a rov, he's the makr.
I was just going to ask about that because it's like Rav Aaron does it usually.
Right, so he's the Murat Tzedek in Shiva. He asked if he wanted to do it, I said no, so that'll be
right. Oh, yeah.
Gam Tzki Rishon Yaakov Lefon. We're Makar the first of the key also. Avogav, the low shkech okach yita. There's a purpose over here is a person that loses track. If you're not makar, he's going to blow the wrong thing. The chances of him losing track by the first tekiah and blowing something else instead is fairly minimal. still we do blow. Okay.
So it makes it sound as though the mockery is not going to decide also whether it's a kosher tequila.
It doesn't have to necessarily be the mockery, right? It could be somebody else who decides that. But, now take a look over here at the Sharetzin and Lamed Aleph. He says you're mocking the first tequila. So Morgan Rambam Shem Shlo. When was Ein Zibor? Okay, it's not so simple. Why? The Gam Shom is Simon Kuf of Ches Sifir Gimel. When you see his kapayim, Shinyan Hamakra Nilman Mikro that the Ksiva Morlehem. So Zal Darshan out that you should that the Kahanim should say the words of Birchus Kahanim, being called out to them each word, because has a Morlehem say to the Kahanim these words. So who is that? That's the Makra saying the words to the Kohen. The Kohen should say the Brach. We come back on the Sifir Gimel Adai Rishon Asir Le Dein Tzarach Mateber Rishon Liyos Makra. So even by Birchas Kahanim, there's a sheet that says you don't call out your Berech, because everybody knows you start with your Berech. You understand? You know, the guy might get confused. He would have to do everything over there. He's not using a sitter. Doing it by heart. They said it, bro. He might get confused where he is. But the get confused on the first word is very rare. So there's such a sheet over there that says you're not makar. And the groin says that thinker did. So that's over there where we learn out the din of being makar from a posik. So over here by Sharfer, for sure we should say that. We're learning it from there, so why should, right? So that's a posik. Okay, near Lenny is tight. The after Shom Sarklinu K Yesharman Akaresh K Nogu. Most of the minig is to be makra Yibarechach also. So that's the minig already. Come welcome in Yunenu. Welcome Shem minig Yosef Toib Shalala Hakras. It's Giri Shana. Toshi Yehavzik La Makra. The truth is, what the makra is doing is a really big kiddush. Why? Because in between the bracha and the tkiya, he's saying something. So the answer is, why is that mutter? Because how much tzarech hatkiya is not a hefsek. But we can argue strongly, there's not really tzarech hatkiya over here. Because the chances of him making a mistake are so minimal, it's not a valid tzarech hatkiya. So if there's an established minig to be makra, you should be makra. If there's no established minig, he says you shouldn't be makra. Because otherwise, potentially, you could argue it's considered a hefsek. That's Mishnah Berurah Paskin. Now, my whole life, the only place I've ever been has been Tulsa Shiva, and I've been here. And both places were makra. I've never seen a place where they're not makra the first tekiya. But so I don't know, is that culture for the different? That's the minig. When they came to America after the war, there was no established minig. So according to Mishnah Berurah, then they should not have been makra.
They should not have been
makra. So I'm not sure. I think the minig is not like this Sharet Zion. But it's interesting. The point of the Sharet Zion is it's a valid tzarech. We know that speaking, person says a moitzin, then he realizes he hasn't fed the animals, not eat. So he can't eat until he says feed the animals. Right? So it's not a hefsek. The tzarech achila requires that he says those words. But over there, that's not a hefsek. It's a moitzin and it's achila because this is part of tzarech achila. But over there, it's taka tzarech achila. He can't eat until they feed the animals. Over here, they say it's tzarech hatkiya is difficult. So this is a wild story. They weren't able to. No sound came out of the sheriff. Okay, so they said the post. So the story is wild. Why it worked? You gotta be the right type of person to make that work. But it worked. Okay. Now the question is: are you allowed to do that? Is it considered a hefsek? So the person makes a brachas a shofar. Sheikh Shlomo says, "You want to lishma kol shofar shechiyano gimar v'yaron lazman hazeh and segeitnish." So he wants to say, "Behinoyam." to get the shofar to work. So it's Sarachatz Kiyus. Or is it a double schooly type of a thing, which it doesn't, it's not considered a valid hapsik. So it's like this. It says, Dafka, I'm not going to vote with Shazel, Dafka, but Kiyus the moment. Abu Kiyus, the Yoshua, we have the Gomer, Ben Brochel, the Kiyus. Okay. So the Mughal Ram seem to be saying that that's Mutter. But the Ram says, no, it's not. Okay, so the Shari, if you take a look at the Shari Tshuva, take a look back at the Shari Tshuva, he quotes the Dogon Ravava. It's a Zion, the Shari Tshuva. So he brings the Mogan of Rom. It's an Einberg hate that, which means that he quoted the Mogan of Rom. Ashkol the Tzara the Tzara, he know him, because of Dogon Ravava, says, I'm with Kiyas, the Umid, I'm with Kiyas, the Yoshev, who has the Gomer, Bain, Brachol, the Tzkiyas. It's a half. The Lomer says there, Mikri Tzarek Hatkiya, Kasha Dorai. To say that this is called Tzarek Tkiya, I find it difficult to say. Change the school of Baduka. Okay. So Shartuba says, I have a simple answer. So what's the story? They couldn't get a sound out. Were there other shofars there or not? Obviously not, because they would have tried another shofar. So they had to go, they had to leave the shul, go get another shofar. Bakarchov. So you tzarek, they have to go to the lechus, likak shofar achar. You need another bracha anyway. So he learns up the Enochanami, the Taka made another bracha. So the Shari Tshuva is saying the Enochanami, the Taka was another bracha. Okay, so it's a wild story. That's the Shari Tshuva's answer. The Taka they made another bracha. Okay, you don't go to Chachila make a hapsik. Even though you end up making another bracha anyway, because you have to go get a shayver. But that's a hapsik b'shtika. It's still better than a hapsik b'dibur. Now, we've looked at Lichak Shefer Acher, Ain Sarach Lachser Lichris, Lachser Lavar, Kim and Shayimunach Lufanam al Shulchan, Mistama Daito Hoyakul. If it was there, it's included in the Brach. She needs to know what to do. So the decision is going to be made. Usually it'll be made by the makra and the Baal Tekiya. So they better learn the halachas properly. Okay. Fine. Sif Hey. A noital socher li skyber shay for Rosh Hashanah. Okay, at least Bowel. The sargim shabbos is beyam mitzvah. A person who accepts payments for tkiyos, or for tefillos, or for being acting as the matar game, and a roya moistus star simon bracha. Okay, so a person accepts star shabbos, so he's en roya simon bracha. Okay. So the Mishabura and Raya, I only have a Simon Shinvav, Sifay, Mishabura Shom. Okay. So now, but there he brings two shitas. What's the issue of the Kurds? This was Star Shabbos. Right? Is this getting a person can't get paid for work that they worked, which is done on Shabbos. So how in the world are they going to get paid? So the Shulchan over there brings a sheet that was held that since it's the Tzarech Mitzvah, it's a Mutter. The Isur Shabbos doesn't apply to the Tzarech Mitzvah, because the Yisrael of the Isur Shabbos is a Mim Shechefzecha type of a story. You're busy being involved in your needs over here doing the Tzarech Mitzvah. But then he says the Ramah says that the correct way to do it is through Havlaw. So Havlaw is that you're paying a person not only for what he does on Shabbos, he also does the Yom and Rosh Chodesh, etc. You would be doing other times where he's doing it, leading the tzibur. At times he's allowed to get paid, and then you pay him as a lump sum for the month. So he davens Rosh Chodesh and the four Shabbosos of the month. You pay him a lump sum for the month. You're not paying. That's not kasha.
Sometimes
you can
tell a story which is more down to earth.
Now, one
Eitza
is. There's an argument, let's say he has to prepare beforehand. There's one thing that says a person's lanes and shots. So he prepares beforehand. You're paying him for his preparation time plus his work. So that's a havlah. The havlah itself is the preparation time, even though he doesn't do anything. He doesn't lay during the week. Only on Shabbos.
What does havlah mean?
Havlah means it's absorbed together.
Absorbed like
lashon bliya, to swallow. So over here, the Beis Yosef over here says that since of the tzarich mitzvah, it's mutter. It doesn't go into this or start Shabbos. Tzarich mitzvah. But he says, even so, the issue of Eder Reis and Bracha still remains. It's not proper to get paid for that. So what do you do with money which is Eder Reis and Bracha? So the Mishabura and the Hilchos Purim, which Chazal said also a person who's working Purim is Eder Reis and Bracha. Therefore he says, what does it mean to rosh and bracha? So what means that the money itself will not reproduce. Normally, you get money, you can spend it and make more money, or you can buy seeds and they'll plant. It'll make something new, make more. That it won't do. But you don't lose what's there. Or I'll tell you what's there. The Mishmur says the Eitza. He says he was suggesting give money to the stock. So you beat the system because by giving the stock you got a mitzvah. You can see you got a bracha mitzvah, the mitzvah. Because keeping it for your own needs is not going to take you where you want to go. So that's what he suggests to do.
Maybe you reach a level where you have a certain finance of your understanding, then you crack the code.
Now what's interesting, the Mishabura discussed way back in Simon, the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah, that this issue of hiring a chazan, the cities would have to hire a chazan, goes to the law, how you charge the people in the city, the gevirim, you charge partly by per member of the family, partly by the person's ability, and divide up, etc. Over there he says that it's proper, the receiver should pay money to get a chazan. So it's one of those things that, the receiver should be willing to pay, thereby to get be allowing them to get a person who's a proper person to dine for the yom. That's what Mishabur says over there. Because you don't pay, you'll get, Yankel will offer his services, and who knows what Yankel is able to do. Right? This way you're able to control, you're paying, you're able to get a larger option, you can find the right person. Paying to get the person who's not hogging is not a good idea either. Like you had, Mises, back in New York in the 20s and 30s. So Moshe Osher was a chazan for the Yom Neroyim. The guy was a Mechal Shabbos, but he was a beautiful voice, so people hired him. Until some of the young Israel people went to one of the city shuls and they made protests in front of the shul, and they clapped on the bima and they made a whole kinds of ruckus that the guy that you have a Mechal Shabbos dominating for you for Rome. The guy who shaves with the razors, Shkaya. That's your representative. So, it's important to pay money to get a good chazan. A Roy chazan, not, so that was the end of
it. How did he get the reputation of Roy chazan? How did he start out?
He was an opera singer in the Yiddish opera, Yiddish theater. He performed in the Yiddish theater. So we said, hey, we'll get everybody loves him in the Yiddish theater. We'll draw him in as a chazan for the shul.
I really went just the opposite. Two well-known chazanim became stars in the metropolitan opera.
Yeah, that happens also. Everything happens with the Jews. So it's interesting the sugya of getting paid. Okay. Tav Kuf Peva. Dinei Shemesh Rosh Hashanah Boichav Gimel Sifim. So we'll be sitting on this simon for a little bit. Okay. Alb Shemesh Rosh Hashanah Mitzvah Bishalai. It's preferred to use any shever is kosher, but it's preferred to use a ram's horn. The cuff of it should be bent. But he had called a shofar as kasher and bein b'shutim bein kufim. But he had any shofar as kosher, whether it's bent or it's straight. Mitzvah kufim yosemim b'shutim. However, we have a choice between using a shofar of which is kuf, even though it's not a ram's horn, as opposed to a shofar which is straight. We better to use a shofar which is bent. The Chazal said that it represents the idea that in Rosh Hashanah, a person is to lower himself in front of his Creator. He bends himself over. However, shapora, if a horn of, if you take the horn of a bovine of a cow, is possible. B'chol gavni. The more has different reasons. So that's male or female. It's also a short. It's possible, and it doesn't. The more says it's not referred to in the Torah as shepherd anywhere. It's only referred to as Karen. So now, I can't tell you about much about the anatomy of animals, how it works. Because the way the shofar works, whichever we have inside what's called zachrus, which means that there's a bony protrusion which sticks out of the head of the animal, which the shofar forms around it. So it's the equivalent of, like you have in the couplings, the female part is the receptacle and the male part is the part which inserts. So whether you have it, you have the bony protrusion which is inserting into the shofar. So it's called, it has zachrus. So when they would cut off the animal, so you would remove the zachrus, and now you have it inside of the shofar. The tippa is still solid; you'd have to drill through. But the etzim inside of the shofar really is there. It's there naturally, as opposed to a keren, which grows all the way. It's one piece of the material of the horn is all the way through. That's possible. That's the problem. That's the problem with keren ashor. Is that it's it doesn't have a zachrus. That's true. Any other animal has the same problem. Okay. Now I don't know how it attaches to the head. If it doesn't have a zachrus, I don't know the anatomy. But that's because Chazal told me that's how it works. I'm lazy and I believe them. Sulem. King Shofar, Behema Tameya is possible. We only use Shofar from Behema to her. So many of your wild, you have many chayas which are kosher, you know, antelopes, etc. Some of them will have kosher Shofars and some of them will not. Aleph, Shofar Shoshana. And we live off the words. When they blow on a tinus, that shofar labinan shall aisle bekafa. There's no requirement of using a ram, or that should be bent. It's specifically about Rosh Hashanah. Then the Shartzian tells you that some say that not only is not Lobi'inun shall ayal b'kafuf, but specifically b'dafka not Shartzian and Aleph. Yisherman the b'tanis d'afka b'pasha the chachila the das Rabbi Levi k'el achalik ben tkiyus the Rosh Hashanah the tkiyus the tainis. I'm very sure Rosh Hashanah is topic was that. So there was one of the Rishonim was called Rabbi Levi, and he says that by tainis it's not just that you do not need to use a shofar of ayah which is kafir, but Dafka should not use a shofar which is kafir. They indicate that this is not the same thing as blowing Rosh Hashanah. She means the Rosh is Masupik. Mishabur says the Maisa, there's no indication that there's such a requirement in halacha. The mice, if we blow in the tinus, we do use the standard shofar. We're not going to use a dafka different one. Bishalayel, base. The Zechra Kedis Yitzchok, we use the ram's horn, is that reminds that we will arouse in Shemayim a memory of the Kedis Yitzchok. The Bechal Zagam kips on the cable. It could be a female sheep also. It's also included under the umbrella of the species of a ram. Elder Mahadrin B'yoser the Mahadrin B'yoser Noigim Lachshav Achas Shel Ayel Dafka. People which are very, very careful of mitzvahs would specifically look dafka for a ram's horn. That's a closer approximation of the Ayel Shel Yitzchok that creates a better zeh. That they should bow their hearts down in front of their Creator. Any animal. If you have a shever from a goat, that goes before that of a yael, which is a type of an antelope. Any type of wild animal. The car of the min sayos, because a goat is closer to a sheep than the wild animals. The Torah equates ksavim and izim that they have in common. They're both called say. Because echiksas like enes yitzchok. So in some way it fulfills the zecher of the enes yitzchok because it's a similar min.
Okay. What is Taish mean?
Taish is a male goat.
A ram
is a sheep. A male goat it's a name for a male goat. I forget what it's called. Fred, help me out. Mitzvah Kufim. Mitzvah Lermer. He says, even if you're not using a shofar of a ram, it's still preferred. It should be bent. Remember the lav davka ba'ayil. El afilu b'shar b'hem is a chayas gam ken kuf of other mipash. Your choice is either bent or straight. You should use kuf. Inam a charbas sosam loy bayer. The following question. What do we do in the following? Ayil poshut, the kuf of mishar minu. You have a bent shofar from a different species, and you have a straight shofar from a ram. What's better? Is it me a motive? Yeah, that's the question. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch did not give us any indication what he holds on that point, but the majority of the Poskim hold that the law is kafuf is more important. The Milo's kafuf kafuf. Pashut, he's going to show you Elim with a kuf. So you have a choice between a bent, one was bent, which from the ale, that's like those big, you know, antelope ones, which are many curves, and you have one from a sheep, which is straight, kuf gets pressed. Tikkun Rabbanan, this guy, kuf, the simon sheikh, will leave it in the mock. It's real. It's Nindar Rabbanan. But the person should. Lower himself in front of his creator. There's no tikkun of the rabbanan. In other words, kafuf is mentioned in the dafka in the Gemara. There's a requirement of kafuf. Like it's a din in the Mishnah that you're supposed to do that with dafka. Ayil is mentioned. It's a milu. El minik shenogu kol yisrael me'erlam the zecher akeid. It's a minik because that mitzvah shel mina mufka. It's preferred. But it's going to come up against kafuf, which is meker. It's kind of the rabbanon. Kafuf is going to win. Kabbalah kosov beforshu. I was a yesh al kabbanim dinah the hitter mitzvah. Okay, ni mevakshim imen alahitzav al shayfer shal ayol yosef atzlish. Okay, ni mevur the kabbalah siman tafresh nivva. So there's a locha by hitter mitzvah. The following: if I have an option of buying two items for the same mitzvah. and one is more mehudar. It's better in halacha, whatever. It's more beautiful appearance, etc. If there is a price is minimal, I'm required to add the extra money if I have the money. Obviously, I am required to spend extra money on the mehudar dika, more mehudar dika mitzvah, up to a shlish. What shlish means? Shlish means this means a shlish more. Shlish means. So if the price of the first one is 60, so shlish is 20. So I prefer to send up to $80 for the second one. Doesn't mean a shlish is the total price. Doesn't mean whatever shlish means. But now let's apply it over here. I have a choice between a carver which is not a ram's horn, and a shaver which is a ram's horn. So there's no shiloh. I have a shaver which is posher. I could go walk in the store. There's two shafors available. One is straight, one is bent. So that's the din of the Gemara. So there's a din of hiter mitzvah. Bidi ever, they're both kosher. Hiter mitzvah, I should use a bent one. So I'm afraid to add the extra money to buy the bent. But I just told you that in regards to ram, it's not mikir adin. So I'm mikir adin. I'm afraid to add the extra shlish. No, you are afraid to add the extra shlish. So I have a choice between buying a shafor shalayol or one of the sheep family versus a shafor of some other type of antelope. Right? So even though they're both bent, so they're both equal in that respect, they're both not bent, but if I can use a shafor shalayol, I'm going to keep this bent up to a shlish. Shalpora. Let's see if we can... Shalpora, who wasn't sure. It means it means any male female cow is a problem. The Tom Ibnesha can equal carrot below shepherd. It's called carrot. The carrot of Bechayas, Zion, Amen, about Savoyim, Bechadayma, their carrot is not kosher. Post Shalem. The word shever comes from a tube. So the word means. Shever is possible because the Torah calls it a carrot. The re'em is possible because it's one bone. There's no chalal. Feel the endless shever acher, endless kabbem. There's no mitzvah of the blow because it's some waste of time. You can't use behemoth tamei. Now, because of the main things that bar, if you only shever you have is a shever from behemoth tamei, you should blow without a bracha. Okay, only a bracha. Shever who possibly did. Because I'm a loyach, a shever kosher, so this guy in a path. If on that same day you get another shever, you should blow again. Gal kibble a bracha. The shever karyotza, the shever arisha. The kliyama, shever shanavelu, treva kosher, this guy. There's only of a different species, but a shever from a kosher species, but the animals also to eat because it died, or was it a treva, doesn't affect the kashas of the shaykh. Okay. So